Jesus is condemned to die, according to John and the Psalm. Pilate feels the pressure of the Jewish leaders and by his king, the emperor, to keep order in his jurisdiction. The Jews caught in the law of Moses and by their own agenda of self-righteousness. The peer pressure catches both sides. How often do we do the wrong thing just because someone or something outside ourselves pressures us into a decision? Some of those decisions are ones we would not want to take part. We want to fit in, so we follow the crowd. I had always said that I did not want a Harley Davidson motorcycle, but if I ever found an Indian motorcycle in good shape, I would consider getting one. I thought I was safe in that statement. I only want an Indian. When they started making them again, I could feel myself being pressured by something inside me saying, "You deserve it. You always wanted one of these." What was it that was pressuring me? What made me feel so anxious? Just then, a salesman also tried to help me justify getting this bike. I'm starting to feel pressure from him, a sales girl working there, and this force within me I cannot explain. This type of peer pressure is one of the most difficult feelings to deal with. I did not end up buying an Indian or a Harley Davidson. The pressure Pilate feels is overwhelming and he gives in. Pilate gives Jesus to the people. Jesus tells Pilate that Pilate has no authority unless the authority comes from above. Pilate is terrified of both Jesus and Jesus' authority and the peer pressure of his king and the people. The people say their king is the emperor, and we know the emperor thinks he is a god. Who is God? Who is Jesus? Now Pilate wants Jesus released because he knows Jesus is innocent, and Jesus' power must come from God. The people have chosen darkness over the light because of their sin. Jesus said they would choose darkness, and they asked for Barabbas, not Jesus. With Jesus, there is no compromise. Nothing the Father gives him will be lost. We compromise every day in ways we think are okay. We love other gods that draw us away from Christ and his grace. Peer pressure never gets to Jesus. Jesus stays true to the task given to him by his Father from above. Jesus is not let down even when it comes to him being beaten and killed. The silent Jesus goes to the grave for God's children, opening the gate to the grace and love of the one and only God. The one and only God of all creation who loves his children, and they hear his voice. The children of God will come to the open gate of Jesus Christ and find love and salvation because of God's amazing grace. Amen. Let us pray. Holy God, in this season of contemplation, help us to recognize that you revealed yourself in Jesus, who walked among us and was handed over to be crucified. May we be strengthened by his presence among us today and see that Jesus is the open gate. Amen.